Parshas Bamidbar, the Medrash says that it has to do with Matan Torah b'shloisha dvarim nitna Torah liYisrael be'esh b'mayim uvamidbar. And the MS, the Medrash brings a pasuk feature these three things: be'esh shenemer b'har Sinai oshon kuloi, b'mayim it brings a pasuk gam shemayim natofu gam oven natfumayim, and b'midbar it brings the pasuk over here by Yadavar Hashem on Moshe b'midbar Sinai. So b'etzim there's a big arichus in this forum. Different nakudas vashteta that Torah is nitna be'esh, b'mayim, and b'midbar. So we'll go a little bit through each one. Tosfos and Shabbos daf peches on the Gemara that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaf aleihem har kegiges. And Tosfos asks the famous kasha that everyone talks about, that harei they said nasa v'nishma, nasa v'nishma is berotzoim, kaf aleihem har kegiges is tfiyah. But v'shtim t'tzvei zachim, there's a lot of Torah on that, but Tosfos says that the emes was nasa v'nishma, there was rotzoim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed a backup of kaf aleihem har kegiges, shema yachzuru behem kashiru ha'esh ha'gadolah. Where did the Gazach? It says there was an Eish HaGadoyla by Matan Torah. And Klal Yisrael, with him, would see the Eish HaGadoyla, there would be Chazar Behem. So it was necessary in advance to have a Kofel Neymar Kegigis. Now it's Mavur, but Pashtas and Toysim, that Kofel Neymar Kegigis is not a Milo. There are Sfarim that explain that the Etzim, it's a Milo, that a person is Margish, that he's a Mukhruch. And forget to balance both things, that you're doing it for Rotzim, but also you're doing it because of a Mukhruch. Over Toysis doesn't smash like that. He's smash that his taco was a bidiyevet, but there was no choice. They were going to be choizemen from the Eish HaGadolah. So don't make an Eish HaGadolah. I don't know if it's Eish HaGadolah, but isn't it kedai to be mashir, the milo of Nasav Nishma, and the batter on the Eish HaGadolah? Is vice the choiz, the kash is the terror, it's vice the choiz, then know that. On Eish HaGadolah, get this nish Torah. Torah is mitan Eish. Torah is mitan Eish. This forum also bring a different akuda of Eish, that the Teva of Eish is that it always goes mala mala, it always climbs, it's looking to steig. Eish doesn't go down. Eish is always leaping and being misale. There's another akuda that the Gemara says in Tainus Daf Zayin, on the Pasuk, Loma Nimshel the Dibur Torah ke'Eish, Alei Koyf Ori ke'Eish no Hashem, Ma Eish Eini Doilek Yechidi, Af Dibur Torah Emiskayim B'Yechidi. And the Gemara over there in Tainus, among other things, talks about the Milo of Lem with the Chavrusa. The Gemara says in Baba Basra, the Gabi Iyo, if Oy Chavrusa, Oy Mesusa. The Pshat was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pshat in the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Satan Rishus to do anything he wants to Iyo, anything. Cause him Yisurei, Kuf, and Nefesh, and take away his Nechosim, his Mishpacha, his house, everything. But he left him Chavrusa. Why? Because the one thing the Satan wasn't allowed to do was not to kill Iyo. Do everything but don't kill him. Taking away his chaver, and that's oy chavrusa, oy mesusa. That's what the Gemara means. Or state the murder because Hashem left here three chaver. Could have killed two of them. Vice the chois. If someone has a different shot, vice the chois. Medaf up in the rai chavrusas. Say the ralph. Say the beis. Say the gimel. Abba comes and says, say the beis. I don't know chavrusa. Say the gimel. No, avdem is oichel chavrusa and mesusa. Avdem is oichel chavrusa and mesusa. Another nakud of Eish. Eish is a symbol of Kovod HaTorah. Eish is very interesting. The yachas that a person has klapi Eish. On one hand, a person is very mascarif to Eish. It's cold. He needs the Eish. He needs the Eish for chom, for bishul, for he has to be mascarif to Eish. On the other hand, Eish, there's a retia, there's a gavaldika. That's a gvisim matzav of Kovod. That his shtoikik is to be mascarif. But on the other hand, the retia of that was Maimon Har Sinai. There was Eish. That on one hand, Klal Yisrael, the Gevaldik Hishtoikas wanted to be Mascara, but there was a Hemayalu Bahar. Another Nakuda is the Pasuk says, Eish Tamet Tukar al Mizbeach, Loi Sichbe, Darshi Rishuma say, Loi Sichbe, Loi Sivke. The Gemara says, Kala Megar Shishter Vishoyne Mizbeach Meridol of Dmois, Eish Tamet Tukar al Mizbeach, Loi Sivke. The Eish HaMizbeach, the Eish HaToyra, the Eish of Islavis, of the relationship of Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a zivuk, it has to be eish tomid to tukar al mizbeach leisichba, because any marriage counselor will tell you that you have to always put in into it. You can't just leave it on cruise control. You have to keseder eish tomid tukar al mizbeach, and eish you have to keseder legarain koiches to the eish should be boyer. The Medrash says that the Torah was given in the midbar. Midbar represents the Nakuda that the Torah wasn't given in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah was given in the Midbar. The Torah wasn't Mesumo to a certain Mokin. It's Kedushas Mokin to Eretz Yisrael, but Torah was not given in Eretz Yisrael. Torah was given in the Midbar. What do we mean Zman? You know, there's different Zman. Atzeres Pa'amim Hei, Pa'amim Vav, Pa'amim Zayin. There's never a Teretz to say, oh, it's not Matim now, Torah was in it. Now it's too hot, now it's too cold, now it's a different matzev, it's a different situation. No. B'chol zman, b'chol mokoy, u b'chol matzev. That's what Midbar represents. You don't say it's too hot, it's too cold, it's too this. So you do it. It was a meister once with a balagola. I forgot which Adam Godel was. It was with a balagola that he paskened it in Torah against him. Because the guy made a t'nai, he's going to come to the shuk in Lvov by Tuesday. And he came late, he didn't deliver the schoyer that he was supposed to deliver. That was the day that they're selling the schoyer. The next day, the price plummets down. And he says, not my fault, the horse and buggy, it fell into the butts, it fell into the blotter. Right. So he told him, you sure that's the thing that I have to be mopsed? He said, yeah. He says, the status in the Torah? He said, yeah. He says, when was the Torah given? He says, in Sivan. He says, oh, boy. The Torah was given in Sivan. This is the middle of, lately, Tevis Aruchim, I got stuck with the blotter, with the rain, with this, when he breaks down, the Torah was written in Sivan. Interessant, that the Ritz at the beginning of Sukkah asks, that L'chor, you tell me that the Sukkah in a certain matzah, L'mal Michof, it doesn't make tzeil. L'chor, when the Cham is Mamash L'mal, it doesn't make tzeil. Chosh for those few minutes, and he means to ask L'chor, it's a problem, it should be a good Sukkah. So he says, because Sukkah is not in Tammuz. The says, when the Torah says, Teshuv HaSukkah, it's Seret Nishtan Tammuz, Seret in Tishrei. I was thinking, it's not Posh Pshat, the Derech Malitza, the Gemara says, that the other sheet is all, no, holy Moshe Mashiach, it's not arrived, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be even, the Shemesh is much more, and even in Tishrei, it's going to be Tammuzdik. So it's that's why the Sukkah is kosher. There's another Lashon of a Medrash that says the Torah is given at the Midbar, the Reb Chaim Lashon, the Nefshachayim, in Shardalit, Prekazayim, he brings. The Torah was nitna b'midbar, k'shem shemidbar, einoi nizra, ve'einoi nevad, kacha makabal olavol Torah, parikim yimeno ol derech eretz, ve'eini tzorach loy luzroi v'loy lavoy, u'k'shem shemidbar, einoi mala arnuna, kach b'nei choyrin, p'turin mimas arnuna, the b'nei Torah, the lembi atera, don't have to pay arnuna. Kol makabal, the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, kol makabal olavol Torah, ma'vir yimeno ol derech eretz. That's another nekuda we don't have from Midbar. Tyrus Nimshal Amayim. I wasted over the Maisa. Someone came to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. He had a Shaila in Choshe Mishpat and also an Ashkofa. One Shaila that was also Choshe Mishpat, also Ashkofa. The Shaila was that he bought an aquarium with a whole bunch of fish. And he said, the Medrash says that the Metzius of a dog should be, the dog should be Yam, that Nimshal Yam is the Torah, the dog is Pal Yisrael. That when it rains, that even though it's surrounded by water, they come up to get nochatipa. He says, he checked, he's going to pour the water. The fish is staying in the bottom. Something's wrong either with the aquarium, with the fish. He wants his money back. Push data. This is asking, what's push? So, Harvey Kruitzim was there. But the Nusach I heard over is that Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, he says, a fish that's living in an aquarium, his Gansam Musogim is the 2-3 feet that it is. Not sheer arba amos chazanish, so he doesn't have roisim musagim. He's living in this little, so he doesn't also have the musag of the chashivas of kol tipa v'tipa. But the dog shabiyam, the dog that's makir and mar the roichav of the yam and that's built in mugbal lishitose as a fashteis dos. You also fashteis at every tipa. Minei you beif akeret the fact that you realize how big the yam is. Memeli you fashteis you still fashteis to every tipa also. It's always in Parshas Bamidbar, right before the Shavuos, we're getting near the end of the Yemei Asfira, and the Magid Mikoshnitz used to say, it says, Tisperu Chamishim Yoy. You're supposed to count all 50, but if you're up to day 15, you still didn't do it, on the 50th day, you could also chaper, right? That's not a Shmuz you say, that's a Shmuz you say, near the end. Tisperu Mekanarayim Chapen Chamishim Yoy. But the Maisa, the Gemara says, It brings him Tazveni Yoim Yoimayim Azveko. So there's a Shiloh Right, a person goes one day away from the Torah, now the Torah is also going to go one day away. Why? Why doesn't the Torah stay with him? He's went one day away. So he'll come back. It takes him another day to get back. It's a personal thing. What's the purpose of the Torah? The Torah also goes away. So Rabbi Yeruchim brings, based on Amaral, Torah is b'shamayim. Torah is not down here. Torah be'etzim is b'koyim b'shamayim. The Eved that gave us the Torah, Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was Allah, Malach HaMelech, and he gave us the Torah. So when you learn the Torah, or even when you're sleeping because you need to sleep for a few hours because you want to have koyach to be able to learn Torah the next day. So you're Oisik b'Torah. You're Hashkomas Beis HaMedrash Shachros ve'arvis, yeah? When you go to sleep at night, it's also part of the Hashkomas Beis HaMedrash. If that's your whole Seder, so you're with the Torah the ganze Zeit. If you Oisik the Torah for a day or for a minute or for an hour, whatever you Oisik, of course the Torah is also Oisik. The Torah goes back where it's supposed to be. It's not waiting there for you. It's in Shemayim. It's Asvei Niyoyim, Yemayim Asvek, because the Torah goes back to Shurashi. Or because man, that a person, even when he's not learning, if it's Latzrocha, and he's living in them, so then the Torah blives by him. It says that Malachi Ashoris had a big bikkurah with Moshe Rabbeinu, and it was a whole nidda. The Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, "Anei lahem," and a chelik of the Shach Vatar is kibben aveim. Klum yesh lachem aveim. Klum yesh lachem. They asked them from Bosav Cholav that they were that by Avram. The whole Shach Vatar. But there's an akuda here. You see, there's a bikkurah between Malachim and people. And Be'emes, when the Gemara says that Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, when Klal Yisrael said Nasa v'Nishma, the Gemara's oishpik is Migil Roz Zul Lebonai. It says the Malachim have a Gibbis Roz, they have a Soy that they know. But a lot of people think that Nasa v'Nishma is the Taich, because you can't say Nasa v'Nishma Be'etzim because you taka don't know. Right? What are you being Makabal? You don't know what's on the list. 1, 2, 3, 3B. Like, what's the rules? What's the instructions? What do you got to do? You can't say Nishma before Nasa because you pasha don't know. Of a Rashi and Shabbos, by the Sugi, they state Anderazach. The Yisoid of the Malach that is Muchan Lasa is Koidim She Yishma, the Loike Derech Shara Hodim, She Shoim in Tchilo, Leida im Yechoilim Lekabel Aleim in Lav. It's not so much the etzem detail of what you're going to do, it's the Nakuda of whether you know you're capable of it. A person sometimes feels that he's Mugbal to be able to. Guys, can you do this and this for me? I don't know. To have the knowledge that you're going to be capable of doing it. So what's Taka the Roz? A Malach doesn't have Bechira, and a Malach's holy Yitzira, Bimahus. A Malach is a Mukhruch. A Malach is more than Kavlai Markin Gigas. Is it Rotzen Oyez by the Malach? It's Hainu Hach. But the Zichrono, Eino Yodei and Yochel Lekabel, Eino Yodei and Misugel, that is Metzis. Avadim Odom is Nishtazay, Odom has Bechira, Avadim has the... But the Nakuda to know that every person has a tafkid, and to know that about you yochel to be mekabel the tafkid, that's a roz. But that's a darga. That was the darga of Nasa v'Nishma. To know that you're able to. Now, when the Gemara describes this vikuach between the Malachim and Moshe Rabbeinu, has to show no, we also have that. We have the roz. We're also holding. There's an interesting pshat. The Malachim's Taina was Bar Mitzvah. There's a sugya Bar Mitzvah. Someone wants to be Moicher a Sodeh. A neighbor comes and says, I have Kedima, I want to buy the Sodeh. And I have Kedima. The Malachim are Taining, since Torah is Bashamayim, so they have Kedima. HaKadosh Baruch wants to give it to Klal Yisrael, but they have Kedima of Bar Mitzvah. That's the Nakuda of their Taina. So where's the tshuva on that? So there's Harbin is Choyz, lot. First of all, actually, Bar Mitzvah is only by Karka. You have to know if Torah is Karka. Bar Mitzvah is only by Mecher. If you want to give him a Matana, Bar Mitzvah can't have a Tana, if you want to give him a Matana. Another thing to put is Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply by Kroivim. Borim Atem Hashem Alekech. Even more certainly, Bar Mitzvah doesn't apply if it's a Zivug, if it's Ish V'Ishtoi. The person that wants to give, and Adun wants to give Le'Ishtoi, it becomes a Bar Mitzvah. There's another Nakuda. Moshe Rabbeinu is Yisrael Akim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ishali Kim, the Medrash says, Sharf Lashoyim, is Chetzi Lamal, Chetzi Lamata, Lamal Mesor Tfachim, Lamata Mesor Tfachim, Lamal Mesor Tfachim, Lamal Mesor Tfachim, but, that's like, it's noch mal in Teire. Hey, that's like, yeah, well, I'm Dalit, but Moshe Rabbeinu was Lamal, so Moshe Rabbeinu is, I'm representing Klal Yisrael, and therefore, I'm also Bar Mitzvah, as their representative. There's even more than that. Kulam, it's Yadua that a neshama of a yid is a chelik al kamimal, and it's neshmosoi gnuzo tachas kisi hakovid. So again, a person is guf and he's neshama, and about that, Moshe Rabbeinu is tiny tachas, and he didn't deserve the Torah because of the gashmi is the chelik. Kulam yeshlechem aveim, kulam yeshlechem kinev v'tachos. Aber lemaisa as the bar metzra, the tiny is that the yid also are bashamayim neshmosan gnuzo tachas kisi hakovid. It's more than that also, Betzim. What's the Chalat HaMalachim's time? What's their Havamin? And Bar Metzvah, they don't have Kibar Avein. They don't have the Metzias. Teretz Avad, the Torah is paradise. And everything except Pshat HaMalachim could also have. What Shabbeinu's time is that we also, by us, also the Pshutish HaMikra goes. There's another Pshat. My Shabbeinu also, this is an interesting Pshat. My Shabbeinu's time is Sleep M. We said one Pshat because he says, I'm a Shemayim Dikir. But there's another Pshat. It says, my Shabbeinu was the Dayan. Vayamet Moshe Aleim. My Boiker Adereth. And there's a Gemara Shabbos, called Dain Shadon Deremes Lamitoy, not the shoot of Lakodesh Baruch Hu Ma'aseh Bereishis, like Min Aboikra the Erev, Erev Aboikra Yemechot. The Dain Shadon Deremes Lamitoy is a shoot of the Ma'aseh Bereishis. On a shoot of, there's nothing Bar Metzra. The Bar Metzra can't time if you want to be give to your shoot of. Moshe Rabbeinu is telling, I'm a shoot of Lakodesh Baruch Hu. Oh, but there's another Nakuda. How many tzvotim you need for a metzvah? One good one, no? However, there's an akuda that, like I was saying before, that the Yidna, that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying, but about you have remes drush soid and all the soidus atar the tzuruf oisius and all that. Aber in the pshutish al mikra, okay, you know, but paradise three out of the four. Pshat zay, Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that's the ikra matorah. The ikra matorah of this world is the Eibush that wants a dira batachtoinim. The Eibush that wants that here an adam that has an asoin and he's not a malach. And he knows the roz to say Yodei Ani Sheyachal Lekabel, but Tachlis he has Nesyonis, he has Bechira, and he makes that decision. That's what the Eibishter really wants. So you're telling me the Metzor wants to come. He says, but that's not what I'm selling it. There's a whole Nidin by Bar Metzor. So the guy that you want to sell the karka for to build the buildings or for a soda, and the Metzor that Bechlal wants to do a different matara. You're allowed to say no. Who cares if you're the Metzor? But that's not what I want the karka for. And the Tainan Itzachah says that the Eibishter wants in this world Dafka, but they say over Nusach, it says there's Orla for 3 years, then there's Nether Revai, or Yerushalayim, and then Roshana Chamishis. That's what the Eibishter wants. A Pash the Matzah, and it's a rainy day in the middle of the winter, and you make a bracha, a Ha'et, on the orange, and you do Ratzon Hashem. The Shana Chamishis is what the Eibishter wants. He wants Pasha. That's the Teretz to the Bar Mitzvah. Now, one of the neschoys we said, and I want to just remark a little bit on that, we mentioned in the beginning also, that the Klal Yisrael, Metakodesh Baruch Hu, is a zivug. We said that's the Eish, Eish al Mazbeach Tukad Lo Sichbe, person has to lay a rein in the zivug, and it's harvey in Chazal that the relationship is actually a stira, because on one hand it says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the chosun, and Klal Yisrael is the kala, there's also that Klal Yisrael is the chosun and the Torah, is the Kala. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Oviv Shel Kala that says, Aseh Lekit Anechad. You have to know how those two things stem. But in the Marechet Yechassim, that the Eibishter is the Chosen and Klai Yisrael is the Kala. Actually, Faker, on the Mahalach that Klai Yisrael is the Chosen and the Torah is the Kala. The Mishnah says, Ha'isha Niknes B'sholosh Drochim, B'kesef B'shtar B'biyah, B'kesef is Kisufim, Shtoikikus, a rotten az. A star is a binding contract. Bia is chibur, that you want to mamish become attached with the Torah. And who within the Hemshech? Beget represents to be megarish from yourself, all kind of gashmistic things and deterrence from the rotten Torah. And Mises Abal is in a Torah miskayemesel, but Misha Megasat's Miller. So you have all of these in Yonim that are representing. Yeah, but Tosha Shvid hasn't happened enough, right? So I want to tell Tzu this Nakud like this. There's a famous Beis Halevi. In the Droshas, the Beis Halevi asks, What's takav shad anasa v'nishma? How takav could you be mishabed yourself? Ein lo dover kitzvah, ein lo dover, he brings a Rambam, a person can't be mishabed on a dover shein a kitzvah. So the Beis Halevi goes with his gangas, you do with the gishtikl. He says, he boys it ois. He says, there's a chilek between shibet aguf and shibet nechosim, and Klal Yisrael is an eved, and an eved is mishabed his guf, and when you mishabed nechosim, so then there's a shiloh, which nechosim, how much? No, lama kama, you have to know, but once it's eved, Nasa v'nishma eved, once it's eved, there's no cheshbin anymore. It could be without a kitzvah. And he boys says that that's the chiluk between the Sheva Mitzvah Neinoyach and Klal Yisrael's Taryag, that it's an under mitzvah because it's obvious. But I saw a different shot. From the Chidah, I want to start soon. The Chidah says, he brings the Gemara, says that by a Shidduch, by Chasana, by Shidduch, by Erison, you're allowed to be mishtabed beyond your capabilities, and you could be mischayev on the Dover Sheni Kotzov. Because agav chibuv of the chitun, you can be mishtabed on davar shein l'kitzvah. So the reason why nasa v'nishma, a different case, not like the base lady, the reason why by nasa v'nishma it's able to be on a gvul, not as avdus. It's two different things. The avdus and evidence on the tesvov, which is on the face. It's not evidence. It's zivuk. The baal zivuk. That's why it's able to be. Even on a gvul, and like we said before, that's the teretz why it's not bar metzra. And that's also, again, this is already the klal Yisrael, the kala, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the chasson, the ran in the Dorav, daf lamed, that says, big yisoid, how kedushin works. That's exactly lashon, when the ran says that she's passive in the chalois, right? She's mafkeres atzma. Kemidbar, and that's the etzem the soid of nasa v'nishma. So etzem, we're having two things at the same time over here. Now we're saying the nasa v'nishma klapi that Klal Yisrael is the kala.
Saying the outzbitul.
Yeah.
We're outzbitul.
Yeah. And that's midbar. First was esh. I'm putting it together here. The mahalach that it's zivug goes with esh. That was that. And now we're saying that mafkar atzma kemidbar is the way a person can do nasa v'nishma. And again. You're asking us, Dover Shein LaKitzvah? It's not a question of Dover Shein LaKitzvah. It's in Gantanei's Batlus. Is this the Beis Halevi or the Chidah? That you have to go ask. The either way, it's the Nakuda that Vibalpit is Batlus, it's able to be on a Gvul. Good.
Are you saying that?